Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, June 17th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, Andrew Pantoja has a local warrant for violation of probation for grand theft dwelling property, $100 or more, and burglary of a structure. If you know of any information regarding Pantoja, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. And you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events, Great American Florida Gun Shows, will be at the Avon Park National Guard Armory at 2500 U.S. Highway 27 in Avon Park this Father's Day weekend for a two-day buy, sell, and trade event. They'll also have concealed carry classes available throughout the day, and kids 12 and under get in free with a paying adult. And the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida and Hardy County. Drop by the open house and meet the club leaders and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area, the Sunshine Method is looking for an in-person ESE tutor, a bachelor's degree in a relevant field, and 2 years of tutoring and mentoring experience are preferred. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for an environmental services technician. Requirements for the position are a high school diploma or GED and previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, school, or commercial cleaning area is preferred. Innovar Structures is looking for a spray foam technician. A driver's license is required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find online at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 90, cloudy with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds south-southwest at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is very humid, 68%. Dew point is 70, cloud cover 94%. The visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 8,700 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachuta, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers in the morning, scattered thunderstorms, numerous showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, north winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming east after midnight. Friday, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 30% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Along with shortages of water and of qualified employees, farmers have also been coping with a shortage of wooden pallets. The pallets serve important functions to move crops from the field to packing house to customers, but they've grown scarce. Soaring lumber demand and decreased sawmill capacity have reduced availability of new pallets, and so far there's been no significant harvest disruption, though the pallet shortage may linger into next year. A recent poll found voter support for the renewable fuel standard has hit its highest level in at least 5 years. Meanwhile, the benchmark tracking poll conducted at the end of May by Morning Consult shows support for the use of biofuels like low-carbon ethanol has remained consistently high, with a bipartisan majority of voters expressing a favorable opinion. The poll found that 64% of respondents support the renewable fuel standard, with 29% expressing strong support. JBS USA said it paid an $11 million ransom to cyber attackers that shut down operations in the U.S. and Australia 2 weeks ago. JBS says the vast majority of the company's facilities were operational when the ransom was paid. JBS CEO Andre Noguera tells Drovers.com the payment, made in Bitcoin, was intended to prevent further disruption and to limit the potential impact on restaurants, grocery stores, and farmers that rely on JBS.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com. Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio Program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News Program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. A Florida state representative says he's looking forward to the conversation sparked by the preliminary injunction against the USDA's plan to assist socially disadvantaged farmers. A Wisconsin group sued to stop the program on behalf of white farmers who were not eligible for the same debt relief. The court said the USDA had failed to establish that the loan forgiveness program targets a specific episode of past or present discrimination.
It has already been settled that Black farmers have been at a disadvantage within the Department of USDA. So I almost feel like this is actually an opportunity to highlight that more specifically and actually to use when it comes out of this lawsuit as precedence as we begin to create more public policy concerning the issue.
That's Kevin Chambliss, who represents Florida's Agriculture Heavy 117th District. He participated in an online discussion with State Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried and other elected officials following the decision. Under the loan provisions, the USDA would pay off loan debt for socially disadvantaged farmers for FSA direct loans, FSA guaranteed loans with private lenders, commodity credit corporation loans, or farm storage facility loans. Chambliss pointed to the low number of minority farmers with medical marijuana growers' licenses in the state as an example of ongoing discrimination in the ag industry. The Agriculture Department has until tomorrow to respond to the federal judge's preliminary injunction.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks fell and bond yields rose after Federal Reserve officials signal they may start easing off the accelerator on their massive support for marketing earlier than previously thought. The S&P 500 was 0.3% lower in afternoon trading after a highly anticipated set of projections by Fed policymakers showed some see short-term rates rising 0.5 percentage point by late 2023. The Fed's chair also said it has begun talking about the possibility of pulling back on its $120 billion in monthly bond purchases. The Dow was down 265 points, closing at 34,033. The NASDAQ lost 33 to 14,039. The S&P 500 dropped 22 to 4,223. New York oil rose 3 cents to $72.15 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: remember, folks, what Dad really wants on Father's Day is a nap. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.